In mid-June, Minister for Education Dan Dehan announced legislation to reform Australia's higher education system, an overhaul which has already come under fire for its proposed fee hikes in some courses. But now, students who are struggling at university could also be facing tougher consequences, with those failing half of their first-year courses at risk of losing financial support. The Wire's Soph Landau has more.
The federal government has revealed several new policies to reduce rates of failure at university as part of the proposed Job Ready Graduates package. Andrew Norton, professor in the practice of higher education policy at the Australian National University, outlined some of the new measures.
Universities will have to check that students are engaged. They'll have to assess the academic suitability at the subject level in addition to the course level. And they'll be prevented from enrolling in too many subjects on the theory that if you're studying twice the normal load, you probably will struggle to pass those subjects. But what's getting the public attention here is that if a student does fail more than half their subjects after having taken at least 8 in a bachelor degree, then the university will need to deprive them of their Commonwealth funding, except in some fairly narrow circumstances that are beyond the student's control, such as their own illness or the illness of a family member. Under the Youth Allowance or Austudy rules, you are allowed to fail, but there are time limits that you can spend on these benefits. So they don't allow much time to repeat subjects that you might have dropped or failed. And also you need to have a 75% of a normal full-time study load. And so that means that you don't have a lot of discretion to drop the subjects that you might think you're going to fail.
Addressing failure rates at university is important, Andrew argues, but the new laws aren't supported by evidence.
Most of these provisions, except for the study load one, do have a history in the vocational education sector. A number of years ago, there was a scandalous loan scheme called Vet Fee Help that was very widely rorted. And so some of these rules are similar to the rules designed to prevent basically a repeat of the Vet Fee Help scandal. But there's absolutely no evidence that the same issues are present in higher education. On the other hand, I do believe, and have argued for a number of years, that we do have some problems with students who are failing because essentially they're not there. Analysis that I did when I was at the Grattan Institute and which La Trobe University have done has shown that a lot of the subjects that appear as fails are actually people who are not there. And so if we can encourage people to drop a subject or their course prior to the census date, they'll both avoid a help debt and they'll avoid a fail.
While the legislation will make allowances for students in only some special circumstances, Welfare Officer from the National Union of Students, Ali Amin, explains there are a number of reasons why students will fail.
Students that are failing tend to be those from low SES backgrounds. The idea that students are lazy and not doing their university work is absolute nonsense. Over 80% of students are actually working while they study, and that is full-time study. It's equivalent to 38 hours a week. And of students that are financially independent, more than half are working more than 15 hours a week. So not only are they doing full-time study, but they're working ridiculous hours. Beyond that, students with a disability tend to have higher failure rates. They're not failing these subjects because they're disengaged. They're failing because they don't have the support they need. The funding to support disabled students is almost non-existent. And we know there's a mental health crisis in this country that the government is doing very little to meaningfully address. The universities seriously want to address failure rates. They can start by axing their proposal. They can start by properly funding universities.
The government will introduce the legislation to Parliament between now and December this year, but university staff say these policies won't help them help students. National Tertiary Education Union President Alison Barnes explains.
If he's really worried about student failure rates, he should increase funding to the sector so that universities, many of whom already have policies like this in place, have the adequate resources to support students and help students in their studies rather than just unenroll people. Where's the funding for extra staff to help identify and monitor students, to give students that pastoral care or that support that they might need if they are having a difficult time at university?
Alison Barnes, National Tertiary Education Union President, ending that report from The Wire's Soph Landau.